The killings at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh follow what the Anti-Defamation League says is an historic 57% rise in anti-Semitic incidents from 2016 to 2017. It was the biggest single year increase since the group started tracking such data almost 40 years ago. Here's NPR's Eric Westerveld.
Among the 29 federal charges suspected gunman Robert Bowers faces include 11 hate crime counts of murdering people engaging in the free exercise of their religious beliefs. FBI statistics show that anti-Semitism was the motivator for more than half of all reported anti-religious hate crimes in 2016. The most recent year data is available. It doesn't appear Bowers was known to law enforcement. He did have a history of anti-Semitic and anti-immigrant social media posts. Online, he accused a nonprofit founded by Jews that now helps refugees of all stripes of bringing, quote, invaders in that kill our people, adding, screw your optics, I'm going in.
The reality is that words have consequences.
George Salim is a former senior Department of Homeland Security official. He's now the ADL's vice president of programs. A recent ADL report shows that online attacks on Jews have continued to surge during this year's midterm elections, that what was once relatively rare online harassment is today commonplace. Salim directed Homeland Security's programs to counter violent extremism. He left government, citing hyper-partisanship, divisions, he says, that have only gotten deeper and public debate more vitriolic since he left a year ago.
When anti-Semitic rhetoric or dog whistling or rhetoric that's of a extreme nature is really allowed in our public square without condemnation, especially from the highest leaders who are public officials, it really gives the green light to anti-Semites, bigots, xenophobes, and Islamophobes to keep spouting it and acting on it.
President Trump has called for unity and denounced both the synagogue murders and the recent mailing of explosive devices to prominent Democrats. The ADL notes that public anti-Semitism has gone up markedly in the wake of Trump's election win. At last year's infamous Unite the Right rally that turned violent in Charlottesville, neo-Nazis paraded chanting, "Jews will not replace us." The president cited blame on both sides. Republicans, including the president, have recently, without evidence, accused Jewish Democratic Party donor George Soros of financially backing the caravan of Central American migrants heading toward the U.S. border. Soros was one of the Trump critics targeted by mail bombs last week. Today, he continues to be the target of conspiracists and GOP midterm attack ads. Tony McAleer is a former Holocaust denier and recruiter for the White Aryan Resistance. He co-founded the group Life After Hate that works to reform racists. He says he's pretty busy these days. More people are expressing themselves in public, he says, in ways they never did before.
I think it's important to remember that while violent far-right ideology appears to live on the fringes, it is very informed by the mainstream acts of intolerance.
McAleer says it might not feel right to talk about it right now amid all the grief and anger over the synagogue murders, but he says the thing that pulled him out of his bubble of hate and loathing was the compassion of others, a mirror that allowed him to see his own humanity. Eric Westerveld, NPR News.